Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, I have never been happier to see a Friday or to see your beautiful faces.
Mm-hmm. Have a great Friday, you mother.
Thank you. I will. Oh, my God. I'm surrounded by my birthday presents, you guys.
What?
I got my new backdrop.
The magic school bus.
The magic bus. My sister-in-law, Debbie, sent me 3D fabric. You have to have your 3D glasses on to see it. Let me see. I'll put them on and see if you can. Does it change anything, you guys? Does it change anything?
It does.
Here, let me hold it up for you guys.
It changes your eyeballs, kind of, it seems.
Can you see? See how
no,
it kind of changes?
I don't.
You can't? Okay.
So
well,
you're
anyway.
Into LSD. This has been something that I've wondered about, and it turns out you're just a tripper.
It turns out I've been microdosing for years, Vinny. You know?
That's what I thought.
Just to be more productive, you know? It gives me more creative thought. Like
well, that I believe the creative one. Part, the productivity thing.
But look at me producing. I'm producing vibes.
Am I hearing like a squeaky sound? Is that?
Yes, it's a stupid mouse toy.
Okay. I thought I was hearing things because it seems to be.
No,
only...
you guys are tripping.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we're tripping.
We're tripping.
You guys are tripping.
Says the lady with the magic bus background.
Hold on. Let the magic school bus make you trip.
Get out of here.
At first, I thought Sarah got a dog.
No, I didn't get a dog.
By the way, the cats got dewormed yesterday. Phew. You don't want that crawling around your
house.
It
doesn't happen in 1 second, does it?
They took him to the vet. They crammed a pill down the... Oh, by the way, the vet now. You go to the vet, which my kid went, because I said, if you want cats, you're taking them to the vet. You're doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, kid, look at this cat's butt. It's got worms.
Oh, God.
Take it to the vet. That's on you, kid. So he drives over there. Forgets all the paperwork, so I ride my bike over and give him the paperwork because he's parked in the parking lot.
A two-person effort, huh? And this is the smartest Clark of all.
I know. The smartest Clark. The smartest Clark. The appointment was like for 3:45. And listen, as has been established, I want to be there early. So it's 3:37. I'm like, your appointment's in 7 minutes. It's 8 minutes. Like, what are you doing? He's still in his room. I'm like, great. So I go out and I get the kitten carrying case and I get the crap and I put the kittens in the case. And now it's like 1 minute until he's like, Mom, it's right down the street. I'm like, yeah, but I did all the things to get you out of the house.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, that's you're a helicopter parent, aren't you?
You know, you try not to be.
Well,
but I'm like, the only
way
this kid's getting to this appointment with the damn cats with the worm butts is if I assist. And then so he's like, all right, he's getting his coat on. He's all right, I'm going to go. He gets in the car. He drives off. And I look over at the counter. I'm like, is that the paperwork he needs? Because they had all their little kitten shots and crap, and they, you know, they need that at the... John goes, yeah. So I'm like, fine, I'll just get on my bike. It's right down the street, right? So I get on my bike, I ride it down there, I drop it off. So at the vet, we have kind of a cool vet setup where there's two entrances, one's for dogs, one's for cats, right? So there's, you know, two sides of the building. So he's parked over on the cat side, and normally you would go in there, but it's COVID time. So a person, an assistant, comes out and takes the animal from you, brings it in, and then they call you from inside. So what seems to be the problem, Mr. Clark? And then after they do the initial exam and they get everything all set, the actual vet comes out and talks to you at the car. Well, here's what we're going to do, and here's what it'll cost, and here's, you know, any questions. Riley said he stood there for 15 minutes answering his questions. Riley had a million questions for him. I'm like, oh, that's fun. You know, it's kind of nice. And then your cat's not, you know, you're not sitting in a room with all other sick animals. They take the animal when they're ready for it, and then they bring them back out, and they're cured of their worms. So playful.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if he enjoyed it. Part of the conversation somehow centered around the fact that my mom says these are mine and I have to do all the work. But it turns out if I just sit there, she'll do it all. So
turns
all
out.
I really have to do is just wait an extra minute.
And then honest she'll to God, like, what are you doing? How have you not lived with me to the point where you know you got to be ready to go at least 5 minutes before you're supposed to be ready to go? Like, what the F? I'm like, do I have to control everything?
Yep.
You know, I've actually thought to myself, I'm not going to do Christmas this year and just see what happens. You know, like all the things that happen in your life. And look, his dad does a ton of stuff around here. I mean, there's no question. But it was so obvious even just from my birthday presents last night. Like, I put out an email a couple weeks ago saying, hey, you know, if you're looking for anything to get me for my birthday, I would like, I really could use some socks. Here's the brand and here's the link. I really would love hoodies that don't have a zipper, you know, like the full kangaroo pocket, just a pullover, you know, like a hoodie. Mm-hmm. I would like that.
That must be you exercising your new short hairdo, because that's the worst part of the pullover hoodie.
I don't like the zip, though.
Getting your head through that hole and...
Yeah, I know. No, I don't mind that at all now because I got no hair.
Right.
So, but I like the pullover because I like the full pocket. I like to be able to hold hands with myself inside the pocket.
With myself.
You know, I just don't like the zipper.
No,
it's just
I don't
like
know.
It's always
what
it always
mean?
Has like a lumpy has like a lumpy front to it and stuff, and I don't like that. And I don't have any hoodies that don't have a zipper. So I'm like, I would like a hoodie. You know, that would be nice. And I put a link to a couple that I liked at the Gap or whatever. And then I said, you know, or a yard of fabric or a spool of thread. Here's some links, you know, whatever. Just I'm trying to be helpful. So right. Last night at dinner, they've all gotten me presents. And every single one of them got me a hoodie. I got 5 hoodies.
Well, that's
they're
nice.
Like, yeah, you know, it's just that
you're gonna
there
have
they
a
all
warm
are.
Winter.
I really am. And then my mom sent me this sweater.
Nice.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
So I'm wearing this for her today.
Are those pirate sleeves?
I don't know what they are kind of puffy sleeves, right?
Yeah.
They've got like a it's a loose weave, sort of stretchy, and it's a weird color too. It's like a mauve cocoa. It looks more brown in the picture, but it's really it almost has a pink cast to it.
Remember me, though I have to say goodbye. You know that, right?
Yeah, but what's that got to do with the?
You just said cocoa.
Oh, it's like a I get it. Cocoa color. Got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's that color. It's the remember me color.
Sorry, that's my whole life right now.
Yeah. Lucky.
I know it's pathetic.
But fun.
Everything revolves around little kids at my house. Yeah. I'm doing the similar things. I went and laid down for a nap, and she was like, nah, I'll play while you lay down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to call it an hour in. I'm like, I've laid here an hour. I've lost a full hour of my day. This kid played and talked to herself in gibberish the whole time, like with
That's
her
fun.
Dolls.
That's cute.
Gets up, walks around to the other side of the crib, sits down there, plays there. I'm looking through one eye, trying not to be seen as still awake. She'd talk to me every now and then. Dad, Dad. I'm like, I'm not
if
acknowledging
I respond,
this. We are napping. It is time to nap.
Did you actually drift off at all? That's kind of nice that you could be laying there with your eyes closed, pretending to be asleep, and she sort of just stays and plays quietly with her dolls.
Yeah, sure. That's nice.
That's nice. Just
in
like
the middle of the day.
Pretending sleep.
Nothing
you know what's
like
funny
it.
Is like when you're a kid and you totally need a nap, like you get nothing. You know, forget it. I don't want that.
Right.
When you're an adult, like how great would it be to be like, it's nap time. Sorry, guys, but it's nap time. And for 2 hours in the day, you got to just lay down, even if you didn't go to sleep, which you would, obviously.
Right.
You know, for two, like you'd get. Imagine if you got the accolades as an adult that you got as a, like, oh my God, what a good little sleeper, what a good napper.
Yeah.
Like, imagine if that was like, oh man, she's so great. She takes a nap every day.
You know why that doesn't happen though? Because grown-ups at 2 a.m. laying down feel like losers. That's why.
Because society has said that.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you, there I am watching the day go by and this child won't sleep. So we get up and we go find something to do.
In siesta countries, I wonder if the kids are a little more amenable to it, because like we're all doing it. Like, shut up, we're trying to sleep here, kid.
Yeah,
you know,
I wouldn't know. I know that that all sounds fun, and I'm glad the cats lost their worms.
Yeah.
Every time you say it, it just makes my
it's so gross,
stomach
dude.
Flip.
You don't know the half of it. It's so disgusting.
I'm familiar.
Blech.
I
wormy,
familiar.
I just call those cats Wormy and Squirmy.
Yeah, that
Wormy
is gross,
and Ringo.
Dude.
They do officially have names for those of you who are chastising me on Instagram. I don't know why it matters so much to you what I name my cats, but they are officially Ojai and Mark. Also, Fat Face and Skinny Face, because you can't always think of the names, you know.
I don't know. No,
I just can't always think
two
of it.
Cats,
you know the one.
Yeah.
They keep each other happy, Vin. They play together.
Well, let's just hope they keep that yard clear next summer.
Yes.
Next
because
spring,
if they
whatever
don't,
that is.
They're out. No, they're really, they're very cute. They fit right into the family. Get out of there. He's crawling in my
crochet
basket.
So who sent you the magic bus?
Debbie, my sister-in-law. She sent me fabric. I thought it was just a piece of fabric, but then there were 3D glasses in there. I'm like, oh my God, I'm using this for a backdrop.
So is it huge?
It's not huge. It's a, I would say it's a
4x6.
I would say it's a like yeah 4x6. Yeah, it's like a big
five.
Wall hanging.
It's definitely blocking the background out, so it's doing its job.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I feel like I'm right on the bus. It's nice. Anyway, so we are I would say 4 hours from vacation.
Yeah,
who's counting?
I'm feeling it.
Counting? I am. Would you like an update throughout the show? Because
we went for a drive last night at like I don't know 6 something, which we kind of did through most of the summer. So I shouldn't say it's that sort of flagrant, but there I was out at dark, after dark, I should say, last night, and that's just that is for sure a vacation's coming thing.
Yep.
So we ran a few errands, got a couple things done.
It's so late.
I know, and it was full. Pitch black trip. Mm-hmm. So, yeah,
Vinny,
I'm
look,
definitely.
Watch,
I woke up
this.
Like, oh God, what was I doing out?
Oh, snap.
Oh, you're turning the alarm.
Oh, yeah, turn
How
the
many
alarm
alarms
off.
Do you have there?
I have a lot of alarms. I have a lot. Because I don't delete the ones that I am not using, you know?
Oh, God.
Just don't worry. Don't worry. I know which one. I know which one I need to have on. Don't worry.
So
this is my
messy.
This is my old alarm. That's my old one where I used to get up. I added this one. This is my new one. Uh-huh. This is when I would have to leave. This is when I would put it on KCBS.
You have an alarm to tell you to put the radio on?
Yes, because I would listen to something else on my way my way in. But I knew I wanted to listen to the sports report.
Mm.
And then I knew I wanted to listen to the financial report. And then I want to hear the top of the hour news.
Oh my God! Look at you.
And I don't know what all.
They're
I don't know
just
what.
Basically
I don't know what all these
minutes,
other.
Your alarm is going off.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly. Because otherwise, I just drift off in my own mind and think about other things and don't. You know. Like,
right.
Oh shoot! I meant to listen to that, or whatever.
Well,
but now I just have one.
Besides having to put my kid to sleep, I got to go see my friend, and we got to go surf together.
Ooh.
Nice.
Those are one of the. That's just you know, it's so important. I know that we deny our social needs all the time, especially during COVID, but it really does sort of
it matters.
Spark your spirit, I guess, is the way to
well,
just
to have
sort of,
a laugh and to not be thinking
right.
about all the crap that's on you.
Right. To talk about, like, for me and my buddy, we surf. And
which
we
one,
talk
Peter?
About surf. What's this?
Peter Cook, Lighthouse Realty?
No, this was my friend Brian. Who
oh, Brian, the guy who married you.
Yes. Well, yes. Among other things. Our families are friends, but yes, that's one of the things. Anyway, we got to hang out, and we just got to be boys, and it's nice. It's although there's just still out in the public. I still have this. So I park, I go surfing, I get back to my car. There's people parked all around me where I wasn't. I was like alone.
Uh-huh.
And now there's people parked next to me. And the people who are hanging, like this lady goes, "Hey, bro, hey." And I'm like, "No, don't talk to me."
Did you have a mask on?
No.
No mask?
Oh, no mask.
Don't talk to me. You don't have a mask on, and I don't have one because I just came out of the water.
She goes, "Where'd you surf?" I right
down
there.
There.
I right just there. Right in front of what?
I just walked back.
I got to get out of here. I like actually put my board in my car. I didn't even get out of my wetsuit. I got in my car and put it in
your wetsuit
and backed out of there and parked it somewhere else. And changed, like, you know, 50 feet away from where that person was trying to talk to me.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
What was I going
to
do?
You pulled a Sarah. I got to get out of here, man. I can't talk to these people.
What kind of person walks up to you and asks you such a dumb question? I'm dripping from right out in front
of
where.
But they clearly just want to talk. Hey, bro, let's be friends. We're both surfers, eh?
And she clearly wasn't.
Was it gnarly out there?
Part of it was, you know, there's clearly something else going on there. I'm not sure if it was drugs or booze or what. But
hey,
I just
you need a, you like to party or what?
I don't actually.
Got to hold back. I'm going to crack the trunk here. You take a look at my goods, my wares.
Couldn't believe it. Anyway, so
look good.
I pulled
you look real good in that wetsuit.
The rudest possible thing I could do.
I love that you did that. That's so awesome. Like, F you, I'm moving because I got to get changed and I don't want you looking at my chaunch.
Oh, I don't care if she saw my chaunch. I don't want her to blow in her sputum at me is what
Oh, it was a sputum thing and not a chaunch thing. I was thinking the cold water. You know, you want to show well in those situations.
I'm not trying to advertise that to some random lady on the beach.
But she's got drugs, Vinny.
With a tall boy in her hand.
She had a tall boy in her hand
at
10 o'clock in the morning?
No, this was yesterday after the show. So whatever time it was, noon or 1 o'clock. What time do I have to be? I forget my get home time. It's 1.
Oh, you have a curfew?
Oh, yes.
Oh, you got to be home by 1?
I got a hard curfew, kid. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
And, like, the whole thing is set up.
That's your time. That's your special time.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, right. Well,
so one, was it more like 1:15?
The mythical 1 o'clock, right.
Yeah, it's so mythical. That doesn't happen every day. I guess the time's changed, huh?
Look, the demands on me have increased considerably. There's far less time for my nonsense.
Oh, you gotta get that. You clearly need that. That's part of your ritual, part of your routine.
Yeah.
1 o'clock.
Well, listen, on that note, I got to get these cats out of here because freaking squeaking is driving me crazy. It has to be. I don't know if you guys can hear it, but yikes. Get out of there. Oh, my God. They just love sitting in my basket of yarn. They can't.
Well, it's comfy in there.
It is.
And warm.
Don't. Stop it. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. We'll be right back.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.